Brendan Limbrick, I'm the owner of Ellison Hawker News Agency, have been for 25 years, originally in partnership, but about the last 20-odd years been on my own.
And at the moment we're standing in the back room and we're having a chat because it's a very sad occasion, I hope you don't mind me saying. Ellison Hawker is a Hobart institution and unfortunately it's not going to be so for much longer.
Yes, it is that way. I mean, the place has been, well, the name has been in existence for about 85 years. It's been probably a little while coming, but now my head's ruling my heart instead of my heart ruling my head. And, yeah, as far as an institution, I was thinking back the other day, you go back through the names that used to be in Hobart, the stores and that sort of stuff, there's very few, if any, of them left.
Well, there was Angus and Robinson, there was Birchall's, I'm sure you can remember some more.
Yeah, Book City, and that was another one. And then you think of the shops that were around when you were children, like, you know, Canes and places like that, and there was the milk bar just over the road. Where Sports Girl is now, the Green Gate News Green Gate Cafe and that, and News Agency, there was one there, and there's a heck of a lot of change in that area in the period of time.
It's again said to us this question, but do you think it's the demise of the news agents as we know them?
I think in time it will happen, unless diversification is the word these days. A lot of news agencies are going into giftware and other things. It's a decision I decided not to go down because of the time factor to invest in and get in returns on it. But as I call them, a news agency, yeah, I think their days are numbered in that respect.
Because I've had friends who have been to the US recently and they were telling me that for love or money, you cannot find a news agency. If you want a newspaper, you might find one at a chemist, which also operates as a supermarket. But they felt lost because they wanted a paper. They wanted to get some stationery, and they could not find one anywhere.
Yes, yeah, that's. I had a fellow over from Perth recently, and he told me that there wasn't a news agency like mine in the CBD in Perth. So it's a matter of. It's the electronic world that we're competing against. You know, we're always having that thrown down our throat, and so the younger generation don't appreciate what fine print's about. One day they'll wake up and the world will be controlled by four or five people, and then they'll realise what they're missing out on.
On the one hand, I imagine it must be very comforting for everyone coming in saying, gee, we're going to miss you, we love Ellison Hawker, we love the friendly service, we love it being a local news agent. Yet, on the other hand, that would also make it harder, I imagine, because you will miss seeing your customers.
That's right, yeah. I've had a lot of lovely compliments, and that's when the emotion built. When we had the fire, I was out of work for 6 months, and my wife was very pleased to see me go back to work. I mean, back in those days, an average day for me in the shop before the fire would have been 300 to 400 people a day through the news agency till. Now, if I crack 200 in a day, I reckon I've had a fantastic day.
Goodness. And when we talk about the fire, we're talking about the Meyer Fire?
Yeah, the Meyer Fire. That was a very, shall I say, cruel happening to me. Totally innocent of everything, but in the long run, probably the forgotten person of the fire and the one who suffered the most, because my insurance was very good. The aftermath, there was no handouts from councils or anything like that for me.
Had it not been for the fire, do you think you would have found yourself in your current situation?
I think it's something that, in reality, it probably would have done. I did have the best retail spot in Hobart right next door to the Myers Cosmetic Department. So, it was, and the foot traffic, it may sound strange to some people, but on the side of the street that I'm on now, you are out of town, because so much of the foot traffic goes the other side of the street. And everybody thought that Myer would be the salvation for a lot of retail. That hasn't been the case, because of two reasons, in my view. It was 8 years, as we all know, before they came back to be. But from my point of view, I think there's 8 exits and entrances to Myer. 12.5% can go past my shop. And of that 12.5%, 90% go the other side of the street. So if you do your sums on that, you don't see a lot of extra people.
And I guess, as you say, in that 6 months where you were absent, people get into the habit of maybe calling into other news agencies where they begin to feel a sense of loyalty as well.
That's right. I used to have a put away file of about 200, 250 people. And when I came back to work, and I was in Mather's Lane, Ed Harry from Loose Lees rented me a spot in there. I lost about 60-70% of those people in that 6 months' time, because they said that so-and-so had been looking after them very well. And that was good, but it was also disappointing for the fact that I may well have been looking after them for the last 10 years, but that didn't count. So that was a bit hard to take.
You mentioned earlier that you've been with Ellison Hawke, I think, 25 years. Where were you before that? How long do you go back in the news agency business?
That was the start of my news agency career, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I spent 25 years with AMP, and then I had 12 months with Westpac Financial Services, and then I had a period of unemployment. I was looking for a news agency. My former business partner, Tim Woolley, was looking for a news agency, so we both knew each other's work ethic and honesty, so we had a crack and got a bigger one together.
Clearly, the fact that you've been doing it for 25 years, it must be a job that you've enjoyed.
Oh, it's not true. It's not for enjoyment reasons that I'm departing. I do enjoy what I'm doing, meeting with the people and that sort of thing. I have enjoyed it immensely.
How has it changed in the last 25 years?
I think probably you can just sum it up in technology and habits. You know, people these days have got all the whiz-bang things. I mean, you know, like when I went to school 50 years ago, we didn't have calculators and all this sort of stuff. Now people pay they buy a magazine and they flick their watch over and things like that. So you're competing against that, and that's caused life, in my view, it's caused life to be at a much faster pace, and everyone's got to have it yesterday. People will line up in my shop for 30 seconds and walk out if they don't get served. But those same people will sit in the queue of 10 people at the bank to put their money in, so, or whatever, you know. So it's just the pace of everything. And we used to have a lot of magazines and that don't exist anymore. I'd sell 20 or 30 Gold Coast bulletins a week, the Saturday edition. You know, you don't do that anymore. It's all electronic.
And even, I would imagine, in those 25 years, even items that used to be regularly used in offices and even homes, things like liquid paper and carbon paper, you would have seen the demise of those things too, which is one less reason, I guess, for people, unfortunately, to use a news agency.
Yeah, that's right. I've never been too big in stationery, but you're right in what you say. You know, you have the carbon, people don't come in and ask for carbon paper anymore or anything like that. You're right, there's different things, and you've got email, so you correct your spelling and all that sort of stuff. You know, people have forgotten how to write, you know. They ask you, what side of the envelope do I put the stamp on? So, you know, that's how well-educated they are in those schools.
And what do you imagine you're going to miss most from coming to work in a news agency, unfortunately, what, as of next week?
Yeah, well, I made the commitment to myself after last winter that I would not work through another winter. I've had enough of that. But it's the way that your regular customer base become your friends. Or acquaintance is probably the right word. They don't exactly become your friend, but they're very strong acquaintances, and you get to know their lifestyle and their interests and that sort of thing. So you can have a chat with them and that sort of stuff. I mean, I have some retired people come in here and they say the greatest conversation they have, or the biggest conversation they have all week or fortnight's when they come in and see us. And I've been lucky with my staff. I've usually employed older generation staff because I think they've had a bit of experience and they're a bit more committed. Yeah, that's the social aspect of the job that I'll miss more. I won't miss the pressure, and that'll be good to miss that.
I imagine you won't miss the early mornings too. What time would you normally get up of a morning to open up?
No, I'm a lucky one in that respect. I don't have to do paper deliveries or anything. So 6:30 up and 7:30 open.
I was going to say, 6:30 is still early fairly early.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and then I do a 10-hour, 11-hour day every day. That I won't miss.
And I'm sure a lot of people listening, there'll be a lot of listeners who will be wishing you all the best. What are your plans for post-February 9?
A month or two of complete and utter rest to get my body and mind back into what I hope is good shape. I haven't got any... I'm not a grey nomad or anything like that. I'll try and pick up a bit of casual work around the place. But first, I just want to have a nice break because the longest holiday you can have in a business like this is a week. Mm. So for about the last 10, 15 years, it's been 2 weeks a year. So that'll be just something different. I hope I can handle it.
I'm sure you can. Yeah. And look, I'm sure too that I speak for all Hobartians and tourists and people that have been in your shop over the years. Thank you for the friendly service and really for carrying on part of an institution that helps make Hobart what it is.
Thanks for that. I'd just like to say farewell to all my customers. They've been great to me. I can feel the emotion coming in now. Hope I've been able to look after you very well. And thanks a lot.
Brendan, and all the best with the next chapter of your life.
Thank you. Done.